Acts chapter 17, verses 26 to 27 says this: "From one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us." Think about this phrase in particular. He marked out their appointed times in history and boundaries of their lands. Nothing is a coincidence, whether we're talking about God's people in the Old Testament, whether it be the early church in the New, or for you and I living today as God's blood-bought children. This series, I believe, is going to do a lot for us, in that after over a year of being in the pandemic, finding ourselves disconnected, isolated, and if we're really honest with ourselves, probably having struggled a lot. I know my family and myself have a lot. In fact, one of the greatest challenges I believe that we have is an epidemic of devastating loneliness. And so, as we think about this new series, The Art of Neighboring, and we think about the places in which we live, our homes, our apartments, our townhouses, wherever you find yourself in this morning, it is not an accident. We may think that we picked it because of a particular neighborhood or school district, or that's all we could have afforded, or whatever circumstances we found ourselves in, to the particular place that we call home. Where we live is not an accident. And I believe that as we think about this question of what does it mean to be a true neighbor, from a biblical perspective, we realize that where we live because God has placed us in specific neighborhoods and communities, not by accident. Over the next couple of weeks, we want to rediscover what we call a theology of place, that we are embodied people, the embodied people of God. And if it is not an accident where we find ourselves calling home, in our particular place, in a particular block, in a particular neighborhood, in a particular town, we need to ask ourselves, why has God brought me to this place? And this challenge, how do we truly love as God calls us to love in the places where we live? As we've been beginning to prepare for this series, this thought and challenge has really gripped my heart, and I believe is an answer to how we can begin to truly come out of this pandemic, not just physically and in a health perspective, but in our mind, our heart, our spirit, our emotions, to move out of places of isolation, disconnection, and devastating loneliness. Dave Runyon, who co-authored this book, in the opening video that many of us will end up watching as you partake in this series, talks about a gathering of a citywide full of pastors who had invited the mayor to come and to speak anything on the mayor's heart to these group of spiritual leaders. And what the mayor said, despite all the challenges that their city, their communities were going through, he said, "All I need for you pastors to do is to challenge your parishioners, your congregants, your members, to really be good neighbors and to care and to follow up with those that they live next to. For in doing so, so many of the societal challenges and problems will end up disappearing if people were to do just that. Pastor Dave Runyon said this was remarkable. Here was the mayor speaking to a bunch of gathered pastors, telling them to follow Jesus's greatest command of love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And what? To love your neighbor as yourself. Coming from the mayor of their town. And we often, as a church, no one very familiar with the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations, and we center ourselves around that, and we need to. But may we not forget this greatest commandment to love the Lord our God, yes, first with all of our being, but to love our neighbor as ourselves. If we're able to do that, I believe the Great Commission will inevitably begin to flow. Dave Runyon reminds us that a good neighbor will trump any dynamic program if we live out the embodied gospel in the places where we actually live. And I find this incredibly inspiring and challenging, and can't wait to dive in over the next several weeks. Even yesterday, as I was enjoying, did everyone have a chance to enjoy the amazing weather? Incredible. Mowing the lawn. And I realized that some of my neighbors I haven't seen in months. And as one neighbor was cleaning about his own yard, I pulled my John Deere mower to the side, shut off the engine, walked over, dragged my arms around the fence, and asked, "How have you and your family been doing? We haven't seen each other in quite a long time." I didn't preach the gospel. I didn't ask him to raise his hand to receive Christ right there. I didn't pull out the biggest Bible that I could find, but I stopped what I was doing. I walked across my yard and just asked how him and his family were doing, and that we have missed them during this challenging time. A simple thing, but it caused me to be reminded of what God calls us as his children in the church to do. To love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But also to love our neighbors as ourselves. And so as we will take the next several weeks to dive into this series, we're very excited because I believe the challenge that this series will give us, not just to love our neighbors as general humanity, but asking ourselves a question, and we'll look at this next week, what if Jesus actually meant our literal neighbors within the next several houses on the block in which we live? And I tell you, that challenge is a real challenge, because sometimes it's easier to preach the gospel and love others halfway around the world or when you're on a mission trip to a different nation. But to truly embody and live out the gospel to the very homes that we drive right by every day to go to work or school or to spend time with our families. And so I'm asking you to do two things in this brief introduction together as we think about the series. The first thing is this. Would you pray for one opportunity to love a neighbor that lives near you this week? It could be something as small as picking up a piece of trash from their yard or saying hello. It could be something very simple. You don't have to save their soul, and we can't do that anyways. Only God can. But would you pray about one opportunity this week? And I'm going to ask you next week, what exactly it was. One act of kindness and love as we live out this command of loving our neighbor as ourselves this coming week. And secondly, I'm going to ask you this. Would you be open in considering being part of a small group out of the many small groups that we're hoping to have in this series, whether it's in person, some of the groups will be meeting, or there'll be virtual groups. I know the Baileys will be launching a group that will be strictly virtual. But would you be open in jumping in on one of those groups? You don't even have to promise to finish the 6-week series. Just come to the first one, log in, zoom in, find out, talk to Bill Lane, and just gather together and get connected even for that hour and a half. Whether there's a video teaching, a Bible study, or a chance to reconnect after a long time, many of us have not been meaningfully connected in any significant way during this entire past year. And so would you consider jumping in on just the first session of one of our life groups, one of our small groups in the Art of Neighboring series, just to stay connected and then give it a shot? I'd like to encourage you, because we can say, this is great. One opportunity to practice the greatest commandment of loving our neighbor this week. But apart from a group that will ask you, what did you pray about? What did you do? I tell you, without that accountability, I know that I will be lazy. I won't be obedient. I'll do my own thing and think of a million and one excuses that I was too busy to do what the pastor asked. So my family will also be part of one of the new Art of Neighboring life groups. I'll be leading one as well, because I need that accountability. I need that little gentle nudge to get back into the game of God's kingdom, of the Great Commission, and the greatest commandment. And so those two things I ask you as you leave this place. We'll jump into the heart of the series next Sunday by trying to understand the answer to this question: who then is my neighbor? With that, will you join me in a word of prayer as we wrap up our time together? Let's pray. Thank you for reminding us, Father, that the places where we live, the homes, the apartments, the townhouses, the condominiums, maybe some of us find ourselves in a rehab center or are home based for a number of different reasons during this pandemic. But we know, Lord, that wherever we are calling home is not an accident. I pray, Heavenly Father, that as we consider very seriously the call and command of the greatest commandment of all, yes, to love you first with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We have struggled to do that, Father. And we need your help. But also, Lord, in a pandemic of loneliness where people are dying for friendship and conversation and love, Lord, there are hundreds and hundreds of communities and neighborhoods represented by Trinity Covenant Church. Oh, Lord, what could happen if we were to take your command seriously of loving our neighbors as ourselves, our literal neighbors? What could happen if the Spirit of God unleashes in us a love and boldness and courage to love as you loved us? I pray that over the next several weeks, as we consider even one act of kindness and connection, and many of us, I pray, consider hopping on to maybe the first meeting of the Art of Neighboring Life group, small group, in person, by Zoom, that you would begin to reconnect us to one another and to your greater heart. It has been a tough year, Lord. So many of us find ourselves struggling and lonely. But we thank you that your kingdom continues to overcome even the most challenging obstacles of every generation, and it has always done so. We ask for your strength and power. And we ask that you might use every attender and member of Trinity Covenant Church to begin a conspiracy of kindness and love and connection to our literal neighbors. And so burden our hearts, we pray. And let us step out in action and in boldness for Jesus' sake. Amen.